Testing. Yeah, we're on the air now. This is Strange Arrangements. We're 5 minutes late. And that shouldn't be so strange. Here's something from Super Sucker. Oh no, that's right, they canceled. So this is Super Snaz and Sit instead with Super Stupid.
Ow! salad. You my chocolate. You lick my sweet medulla. Turn over, sir. I've got the old oil. And an apple, smoke it. Get on the table, table. I'm ready, willing, and able. From James Page. This will be your swan song. I don't care if you're underage. Slim hammer and lip swat. Ball pain in your mouth. The shackles are my shackles in the bed chamber. And coil the braided whips. You'll feel their tips. I'll squeeze your tits. And present your lips. With my asshole.
out for about 2.5 years. I'm madly attracted to him, and our sex life is incredible. We're willing to try anything, but there's one area I've been keeping to myself until this weekend. My last boyfriend tried to talk me into anal sex, but I refused. Now, don't get me wrong. I find the idea of anal sex extremely erotic, and more than once I've climaxed while fantasizing about having a man buried between my cheeks. But taking this step from fantasy to reality scared me. A friend of ours owned a cabin in the mountains. This weekend, he threw a big party to celebrate his wife's birthday. Lots of good food, good conversation, and of course, lots of drinking. Late that night, which meant quite early that morning, found Alan and I stretched down on our living room couch together while Tom, a friend of his, sat in front of the fireplace. We were all pretty buzzed, and soon we spent that turn to sex. Tom has always been attracted to me, and I to him, but he's never managed to be single at the same time. As he sat sitting in the fire, his eyes slid up and down my sister and over my head. I looked to see if Alan noticed, and I was surprised to find that not only did he notice, but the bulge I felt against the middle of my back told me that it turned him on.
Who started all this shit? Who started all this goddamn shit?
Bye.
quite a night trying to keep these things rolling here, so I'm not really organized. I got a friend here tonight, Dave. Duct Tape Dave. DJ Duct Tape. He knows how to do it. And, well, we just heard Violent Onsen Geisha with Scream Rock Balloon. Mutter proceeded with Veris Das Maschen, and Cock ESP provided us with a nice side from If She Says You Can Have It, Tell Her No. Of course, we kicked it off tonight with Super Snaz, something called Super Stupid, their album. Played three tracks from that. Breakout, Johnny and Black Cat, and anyway, I'm going to turn you over to Dave here, and he'll tell you what we're going to hear next. Hi, boys and girls. I haven't been behind the mic for a long time other than being in court, so this is kind of fun. Next up, we got something from a band called Hunting Lodge that they were really one of the first kind of industrial noise bands in the U.S. way back in the early 70s, not early 70s, mid 70s. They're called Hunting Lodge, and they're out of Port Huron, Michigan. And this is a track, title track of an EP called Carnivora.
Carnivora, this is Yeah, that was Kijei Haino from Japan, or Haino Kijei. You see it spelled both ways. I don't know which one's correct. Seemed to intermit. And that was he's normally a guitar player. He's with a band, kind of a psych band called Fushitsucha. And they get really drony and whacked out. But on this solo release, he's playing percussion, and some of it might not have sounded like it, but bowing cymbals and things like that are also percussion, along with his inimitable vocals. Before that, we heard a track from Christian Markley, and he's been around a long time too. His deal is gluing together broken records and having something new emerge, and put out a record called Record Without a Cover that was designed to be scratched up so that each copy would be totally individualized, and he's put records on museum floors and had people walk on them and then mix those things on 8 turntables, that type of thing. And that's what you've heard so far. Listen to this now.
Thank you.
That was Vid Disney, and they're from Minnesota, and I really can't fucking believe that, like Bloomington or something. I think they live like on Shakopee. You know, I always like that word, Shakopee. I live at Shakopee. The Shakopee. Okay.
The house of love.
We got to take a break here and switch discs. It's a ritual we do every week. We'd also like to say thanks to Jim at Vinyl Connection for the really great oral sex last week. Oh no, I'm giving that to him right now. I'm sorry. Yeah, he did. He's a good guy. He actually gave these guys some free equipment. So he sponsors our show. He even talks to me. It's pretty weird. Anyway, we heard a mix before that previous 20 minutes. Everything from I don't know, Kiji Haino, Tokyo Pop Slop, S. Isabella, S. UFO or Die, Unlimited Freak Out or Die. That's from Wild Wild West 3 on Wax Records. I just wanted to mention that because you'll never be able to find it. So, Government Alpha and Chris C. Lynn and Scent. Check the website. The playlists are up. The archive's working. It's pretty awesome. Tell your friends. If you don't, you're a shithead. So, okay, anyway, back in a minute.